My name is Christian Lee Hudson, and you're listening to Back to the Garden on CITR 101.9 FM.
I want to sleep in your arms, but not kiss
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people on the beautiful University of British Columbia campus. I am Molly.
And I am Sam.
And as always, every other Friday, we are bringing you back to the garden today for Faye Webster. Covering a concert that she performed on November 3rd at the Vogue. And we're just going to be having a little bit of fun today. Yeah. A lot of chill, fun vibes coming at you this morning. You just listened to But Not Kiss, which is a newer single of hers that she's released recently. She opened the show with it. Lovely, chill vibes. And let's just get into a little bit more music before we start talking about her show, about who she is. We're going to kick off the hour with two of her hits. We've got Right Side of My Neck, off of Atlanta Millionaires Club, her 2019 album.
I think this is the album that came out like grade 11 of high school for me.
It would have been.
Because I remember this album very distinctly. Yeah. Sitting in my car and being like, I'm the edgiest person on earth because no one knows Faye Webster except for me.
Not yet.
Like, she hadn't had her, like, moment yet.
And she's, like, has, like, chocolate coins melting in her hand on the album cover. It's quite visceral. It's beautiful.
I even specifically remember when the single Kingston was released, and it was this gorgeous cover of her in this, like, pink dress with flamingos around her.
Yeah.
And when it changed on my phone to the album cover for the album, which is the chocolate coins, there was a bit of disappointment where I was like, where's my beautiful pink, like, dress album cover? Like, I, like, love that. It's like, well, we'll play Kingston later and you'll get the magical vibe of, I mean, all of her music has it, but this is a specifically awesome album.
Yeah.
I think.
And actually, we got Right Side of Your Neck and then followed by Kingston, but a special version of Kingston. Yeah. Today we'll be playing for you the version off of the Live at Electric Lady studio sessions, which it's always fun when an artist has
wonderful
Electric Lady studio sessions. So
Without
further ado, I mean, like, let's just get into it, and then we'll have some little chats later on, but we do hope you enjoy. Here is Right Side of My Neck by Faye Webster.
Have fun.
Your haircut, but it looks good anyway. I kinda wonder where you got it, and I doubt you even paid. The right side of my neck still smells like you. The right side of my neck still smells like you. Thank you.
Are you tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
Hey there! Do you like sweet and sentimental stories and songs?
Do you enjoy a pleasant chat and a giggle with pals? Then you're going to love our show, Love Notes, here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Every week, a new guest selects a great love of their life. A sibling, a romantic partner, a best friend. And we get to make a show about the stories and songs that make up their love.
Join us on this journey for the ears and the heart every other Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Molly.
And I'm Sam.
And what are we doing, Sam?
We are bringing you back to the garden
on this beautiful
Friday morning. And we're listening to Faye Webster today, covering her concert at the Vogue from November 3rd.
Yes.
Feels very fitting for like a sultry, you know, sunny November morning.
Exactly. For context, there's a beautiful little craft fair going on in our like student building all this week. So like it's just a lovely, cozy, calm vibe. Like, yeah. I may buy some earrings or like a little crochet hat afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's in the air.
It is in the air. Crafting is in the air today. I would love to get like a little necklace maybe and keep listening to Faye Webster after
throughout
this hour is done.
Exactly.
As we all should at all times.
Setting the tone for the day. So yeah, as we have mentioned, we're doing Faye today. Faye is a lovely American artist born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
Hence the name, her album name, Atlanta Millionaires Club. She's
right.
From Atlanta.
Yeah.
And she put out her first release at age 16. It has a very, Sam and I were just talking about how it has a very twee album cover to it. As I was making the playlist for this show, I was going through her discography and I thought, what is this album Run and Tell with this sepia like
sepia filter vignette up to like 100, like
very twee, very...
She has, like, a wide-brimmed hat on.
Would have loved it at age 14, to be honest.
Would have eaten it up, whereas, like, now, I think, like, the Faye Webster we know and love very much is not twee. She very much has, like, a much different alternative and, I think, very unique, like, sound and, aesthetic to her. But that's her origin story.
Yeah, and what I really like about Faye is all of her songs feel very her in the way that, like, I feel like her voice comes across very consistently in all of her music, even though some of her... Like, her most recent album is a lot more sarcastic. The album title is I Know I'm Funny, Haha. Like, it's a lot more sarcastic and has a different humor than her other albums, which may be a little bit sadder.
Yeah.
But she always has the same very, like, interesting and unique voice and way of carrying herself, which I really enjoy.
Yeah, me too. I also think she is, I would argue, my favorite artist that really uses the steel pedal or the pedal steel guitar.
Yes.
You can use them. I think you can switch the order interchangeably. I don't know. But like I have a playlist on my phone that's just called like pedal steel guitar and it's all my favorite songs with them. And it's mostly Faye Webster because I think she, I don't know. I love that instrument. We'll talk more about the concert we went to last night, which we're covering next time.
Yeah.
Had a very prominent pedal steel guitarist named Hudson. But I think that she has a really distinct sound, not only in her voice and like the topics of her songs, which are kind of like this melancholic, but like not like dramatic form of like confession.
Yeah. They're all related to love or lost love, but in a very like dry, melancholic is a good word, like melancholy way of kind of just like
being like, oh well, like
it's... not thrashing around, just kind of like sulking.
Yeah, exactly. It is sulking music, and we were just talking about how it was like a COVID like artist for us too, and I'm like, that was my era of like sulking like all the time. So
A fun little interesting fact, because I feel like a lot of people did discover her over COVID. And for me, over COVID, I played a lot of Animal Crossing on the Switch. And I remember when I discovered her, a fun little fact that I found was that her most recent album was very specifically inspired by like the Animal Crossing soundtrack. And even to this day, I don't really play Animal Crossing anymore, but to this day, when I hear the Animal Crossing soundtrack, I immediately think of like first year COVID bedroom, I'm gonna fail math 104.
Yeah.
And this album, her most recent album, I Know I'm Funny, Haha, was inspired by the Animal Crossing track 7 PM. And she said she sent it to her band and was like, you have to learn from this, take notes from this, like the musical style of it. And even in the concert, I feel like she gets a lot of inspiration from little video game songs because she played like a 5-minute Pokemon track.
I feel like there's another video game track or like sample in one of her songs. I'm blanking on it right now, but I was listening to her music the other day and I was like, what is this? which we'll try and look up maybe while the music's playing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's interesting though.
I don't know. It's a very interesting thing to find inspiration from, especially given the fact that the subject matter of her music is, like, I don't know, it seems like very different from like drawing inspiration from video game soundtracks.
Yeah.
Mind you, I do love the Animal Crossing soundtrack, and it's very cute and nostalgic, and I love that about her.
Yeah.
So.
Me too. Should we talk about the concert now, or do you want to go into more music?
How about we just listen to some more music?
Yeah, what do we have up next?
We've got Johnny, which was probably one of my favorite tracks live. I went with my dear friend Lauren, and this is one of her favorite songs. So we really had a lovely, gorgeous, and sentimental time listening to this. So Johnny off of Atlanta Millionaires Club. After that, we will have I Know You and Remember When, which are both off of her self-titled
Faye Webster album.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's from 2015 or
it's going to be from 2017.
Yeah.
It's got this gorgeous, fun, like, cover
her, like,
her
riding
a bicycle.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so I remember definitely, like, because Atlanta Millionaires Club was, like, that was, like, 2019. I was in high school, discovered that album. And I remember discovering, like, after I Know I'm Funny, Haha came out, that she had another album prior to, like, you know when you discover an artist that's pretty, like small and indie, and you're like, oh my god, like, I'm at the beginning of their career, and then you find out you're not, and you're like, oh, like.
Like, they've been cooking up for
They've
a
been
while.
Cooking up. But I think there's the switch side of that, which is like, oh my god, there's way more music for me to discover now.
Yeah.
And I remember this album, which self-titled Faye Webster, I, like, had a freak out about in 2021. And I listened to it like nonstop.
Yeah,
it was like a fun. I was like, oh my god, like there's another like perfect album like ready for me of this like melancholic sulking music, which I was still in that era at that point. So
I love it. Yeah. I love it so much. So without further ado, we've got three gorgeous Faye Webster tracks for you on this beautiful Friday. We do hope you enjoy, and we will be back so soon. Stuck in your head.
You're holding me and holding back. I don't really care for that, just you. There's a pause between every minute, feeling like I need something, it's just you.
My
at me. I remember way before these casual greetings on the street, but I guess I just remember. Oh yeah, I can't help but to remember. Oh yeah, and I wonder if you remember. Oh yeah.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Molly.
And I'm Sam.
You're listening to Back to the Garden. Woo! Today we're covering Faye Webster. You just listened to three gorgeous songs. Johnny off of Atlanta Millionaires Club, and then I Know You and Remember When off of her self-titled album from 2017.
Yeah.
Really fun, really gorgeous, really setting the tone for this sunny and delicate Friday.
Yeah, delicate. Good.
Very delicate.
I feel very delicate today.
I feel cozy. Yeah. I feel a little bit sleepy, but in like a cozy way.
Yeah. I mean, we're both tired too because, I mean...
We were at the Vogue again last night.
Yeah, we were back at the Vogue, and not for Faye Webster this time, but for who we'll be covering
for upcoming,
next time.
An upcoming episode. So we're feeling sleepy, but we're feeling very warm and fuzzy. We've had many beautiful concerts recently feeling... amazing about it.
The cup is full.
The cup is very full. And having said that, I think it's time that we chat a little bit about Faye Webster on November 3rd at the Vogue. What a beautiful show. And also, may I add, a much anticipated show. I believe this was her third attempt at coming to Vancouver in the past like 2 years.
She has been having trouble. I will say because I didn't end up going to this show, but I was supposed to go to her show in like 2021.
We were supposed to go together in August. Yeah. And you were also supposed to go to Before that,
it was chronically postponed many, many times. And like once it was like COVID, then I think it was like a personal thing.
It
was like, it's been like an ongoing dilemma to the point where when this concert was announced, I was like,
again.
I was like, sure, like she's coming this time, like whatever. But she did come this time. So I'm very happy that Molly was able to go to this one.
Yes.
Because I mean, like Faye Webster is like a gorgeous artist and beautiful live. So.
And a very unique stage presence. I think she's kind of known for maybe a bit of like an awkward, quirky stage presence, but it was quite fun. She has a beautiful and unique speaking voice as well, which I think... I don't know. It was fun. Every time she had like a little jokey joke or a little chat, she had a little chat with the audience. Came across as very kind and warm, even though it was quite a packed, I believe it was sold out. It was a packed venue. But no, a very fun show. It was, the Vogue isn't my favorite.
The Vogue is not our favorite venue.
And sometimes you've got to fight a battle or two at the Vogue, but I ended up situating myself off to the side of the stage and got a good view. And she played the little... what's it called, Sam?
The steel pedal guitar or the pedal steel?
The pedal steel, yeah. The steel pedal guitar. She was playing that. There was some cool staging going on.
She was playing it. It wasn't like she played it herself.
I do believe so.
Okay, cool.
I do believe so at some point. And she also had a bit of like a piano situation going on.
Cool.
A very cool band. She had a cool outfit, a cool haircut. Just she's a very cool, cool girl.
She's a cool artist. I think that she's one of those artists where I think we're going to play this other artist a little later, but like Courtney Barnett, I'm just like, this is just a cool person.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I like their music, but I'm like, I like almost like their like persona without even like needing to know that much about it. But I'm just like, the things that they do, I like. So I'm happy. Faye Webster's the same. Courtney Barnett, they have that same like energy where I'm just like, cool person.
A sultry, sulky.
Yeah. Like raspy kind of voice. But then like, I mean, raspy speaking voice for Faye, but then like angelic singing voice, which I think is interesting.
Yes.
Because her speaking voice is much different. It's kind of like, it's the same jump scare as like a Phoebe Bridgers who has like...
That's a very good comparison. Yeah. Like you hear them speaking, I'm like, I've never heard someone sound like this, but also I did not expect this given how gentle and sulky, I guess you come in the most beautiful way you come across when singing.
Yeah.
But overall, just a really fun show. The first concert I had been to in quite a while in a GA thrashing around environment.
Yeah.
But overall, it was chill and we were dancing and it was lovely. No notes. It was great. It was amazing. I would say my favorite song was probably Johnny because she did the whole outro to it, I guess, of just like kind of rambling on, which I don't know what... I know that is...
It's on
a released version.
It's on that, like... She has her album with, like, an orchestra. It's on that one. Wait, let's...
Let's do a little bit of live investigation. Because I know exactly what you're talking about. It's in my head. The car therapy sessions.
So she did this
version that she performed live was Sweet Johnny.
Yeah.
And the little rambling on afterwards was quite fun. I know the friend I was with, Lauren, essentially knows that entire thing by heart, which was very impressive to me. I don't know. It was just, it was kind of a chill, rainy Friday. And the show really fit that.
Yeah.
It was rainy. And honestly, no notes. It was great. It was fun. I'm glad I went. And without further ado, I think we can kind of get into...
Let's play some more.
Some of the artists that may have inspired Faye. We're at that point in the evening, in the morning.
In the morning. the adjacent set. We need to get a better name for it, I think, too. Like... But the adjacent.
Like, let's do a little bit of a workshop.
Let's do a brainstorm.
This is the portion of the show where we play people that have either inspired or been inspired by the artist we're covering. We traditionally call it the adjacent, but we are officially taking recommendations on a better
call
name.
Call in if you have a better idea for how we should define this.
DM us on Instagram. Yeah. Like, I've had enough of the adjacents. We need a better name.
It's just like, I think it's like, it's funny, but like, yeah.
But we can do better. So, for now, we will be playing the adjacents. And we've got a lovely little lineup. I'm going to start us off with another track off of her Live at Electric Lady Sessions.
Yeah.
And this is a cover of Fleet Foxes, which is, I mean, they're a friend of the show.
They're
a favorite
of Back to the Garden. I don't know if we've actually done the episode.
Have not.
No, we haven't. That's still in our backlog. But I went to a really good concert of theirs in the summer. And I think we're waiting for like the right moment to
Fleet Foxes is a classic. For anyone in the circles we run in, come on now.
Yeah.
And when I found this track, I thought, well, we've got to play it.
Yeah.
So it's Faye's cover of If You Need to Keep Time on Me from her Live at Electric Lady Sessions. And following that, we will have a feature on Coin's Rainbow mixtape called Sagittarius Superstar.
I love this. This was like in the deep dive Faye era when I was like, oh my God, she like featured on something. And it's like, I didn't know Coin before the song either. And this was also how I got into Coin. But like, this is an awesome song. The music video too, beautiful. Go look that up. I love it. But
some visual content, some visual homework for our listeners at home.
If I can translate it over the radio waves, like some visual some visual homework for you.
So anyways, enjoy these two little collaboration tracks of Faye, and we will be back after the ads with some more fun for your Friday. Do enjoy.
If you need to
Change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing health care, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Welcome back. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Molly.
And I'm Sam.
And we're taking you back to the garden, as we do on Fridays. Today we're covering Faye. We are in the adjacents portion of the show, although we just discussed how we need a new name for the adjacents portion.
Yeah. Taking recommendations. I mean, we like it. We like it, but like it could be more fun.
I mean, like... there's always more fun to be had.
There's always
and I
more
feel
fun
like
to be had.
We can revamp this area yeah. of what's going on. But we are nonetheless in the adjacents portion.
Yes.
And I'm happy to be in the adjacents portion today because coming up next, we have two songs by two artists that Sam and I both adore. We've got Men I Trust, mm-hmm. which Faye has cited as an inspiration. And we're very glad she has because this is some Canadian content.
This is some Canadian content. And we also love Men I Trust. Like, we have seen them multiple times.
Friends
of
the show.
We have covered them on the show. Yeah, like, there's...
Montreal divas.
Yeah.
just absolutely. There's not a day goes by where I don't proclaim my love for yeah. Men I Trust. And this is known by the community and all those around me.
Not a day goes by that I'm not thinking about them.
Like frankly. So we've got Men I Trust, an inspiration for Faye. And then we've got a Courtney Barnett song. Now, I was shocked and delighted to read in an article that she cited Courtney Barnett as a big inspiration, especially for her most recent album.
Yeah.
And she said she just really likes her vocal style. It's almost like she's talking. And she really feels that her personality comes across in all her music. And I agree. I feel like we mentioned this earlier, but a big similarity between Courtney Barnett and Faye and why we like both of them is it really feels like their personality comes across very clearly and transparently in their music. Mm-hmm. And they do have a very similar style of like talky singing.
It's like very like confessional music.
Confessional, sultry, sulky.
Yeah, I mean, I find Courtney Barnett, I love Courtney Barnett, but primarily because she does have like this magical ability of it sounds like she's just like reading out of her very ranty journal,
yes.
but it like it's beautiful and poetic and works as lyrics, but it's like this and then that and then this person and it's just like it's crazy and it's beautiful.
With like really interesting instrumentals and very yeah. unique instrumentals, I
yeah.
find. So, I mean, without further ado, we've got Numb by Men I Trust, which is just a gorgeous single. I picked this because I feel like it has the same, like, sulky, if we're using sulky as the verb.
If we're sulking today.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, put a negative connotation for these artists, but, like, it's like, this is, like my sulking music.
Like, sulky in a good, like, I'm not saying it negatively at all. Like, sulky in, like, I'm just going to sit on this November day and just feel.
I famously love listening to very sad music and not because I'm necessarily a sad person all the time, but it's just nice to like walk around and like feel an emotion from it.
I feel the same.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people associate sad music with like the worst times ever and just being very sad, but I am very lucky that I'm able to listen to a sulky tune or like a Phoebe Bridgers or like a sad like song and just be like, this is a gorgeous song and I love listening to it and belting it and not associating it with being sad, just like being gorgeous and gorgeous.
Being gorgeous. Being ravished. Being like, I don't know. I hope my family's listening right now, actually, because they always have made fun of me for my music taste. Because I love, like, I mean, who were we at last night? We were at the Japanese house. And she repeatedly would be like, now this is a sad one. It was almost like a joke because all her songs are kind of sad and like have sad like subject matters. But I was like, no, we're dancing. Like, we love this. Like, I love the sad music because it's good.
Still,
it's like, I feel something from it. Like,
I agree. Yeah. We want music that we feel from.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? Yeah. So without further ado, we've got Numb by Men I Trust and then Small Poppies by Courtney Barnett. This is a 7-minute track, but I need say no more.
Let it speak for itself. Yeah.
It's amazing. I love it. I hope you love it as well. Please do enjoy.
Thank you. Wednesday morning. It needs a cut, but I'll leave it growing. All different sizes and all shades of green. Slashing it down just seems kind of day. It's a pain that I keep seeing.